here to America and reestablished the Moisdis from pre-war Europe, was the Kleistenberger Rebbe, amongst many other Gedolim. And in addition to establishing Moisdis of Chesed and Torah here, he had vision to establish Moisdis of Torah all over the world. And we have this chus to be able to hear now from one of the people who he was memane to be a shliach of his, to establish Moisdis, re-establish Moisdis in Eretz Yisrael, in other places. And the lessons that apply then, apply now in many cases, in many ways. And it's a chus for us to be able to hear the koiches, the story personally, the koiches that the Rebbe was able to have. And it will be a chus to also hear from Mordechai.
Rishus Shkoilu and honored guests. I would like to make a small hakdama, as you would say, introductory in what I'm doing over here, how I came to Miami. My name is Mordechai Yaskil, and I had the chus to know the previous Rebbe since I arrived from Gateshead in Kiryat Sons in 1966, before the Six-Day War, and I had a chus to be very close with him. I never came to Miami till last year. And I received a phone call from a friend of somebody who was very close to all of you over here. His name is Ramosha Rosenberg, Zichron Lebrocha. You knew of him. And whoever knew Ramosha Rosenberg knew that since he was a boy of 6, 7, or 8 years old, he knew he had a lot of Yisurim, and he had a lot of trials and tribulations, and health, etc., etc. And he never ever gave up, and he always was a beacon of hope to other people. And he told me that his chizuk that he got, how he came to be what he was, and how he came to establish what he established, was because he was close to his rebbe, the Kleistenberg Rebbe, Zecher Tzaddik Kodesh Livracha, and he called up somebody that why isn't it that Miami Beach shouldn't hear and be part of the legacy of the previous rabbis. So I got a phone call from a friend of Ramosha Zichron Lebrocha about before Purim last year, and I came over to Ramosha for Shabbos. I spent Shabbos by him last year this time, and I spoke to a few people, etc., etc., and he told me that he wants me to further the rabbis' legacy, etc., etc., and to tell people what went on and what is Kiryat Sons and what's the idea and how he did it. Unfortunately, the plan was I would spend another Shabbos with him, but Kodesh Baruch Hu decided that he needs another Malach in heaven, so he's not with us anymore. Now, when I spoke to Rabbi Singer, who was also very close to Rav Moshe Zichron Lebracha, he was telling me that they want to hear stories of the Kleistenberg Rebbe, but the truth of the matter is that the Rebbe's great-grandfather was called the Divrei Chaim. And he was the biggest tzaddik ador, and they never liked the idea of telling, you know, Mofsim, Maiselech, what happened, all these type of... He had a son called the Golet Sarov, who was a son of the Divrei Chaim, and he says, I'll tell you one thing. Every Mofis that my father accomplished, I can tell you two that didn't work. Because it wasn't the idea that the Einion of Tzaddikim Dafka Mofsim. What was the idea? That they're an example to other people how you should lead a life, and I should give an example to inspire other people to lead a life. There's a very interesting Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara says that there was a machlokes, they went up to heaven, and they saw, right, like Chas v'Chalila, there were two seats in the Kiyas HaKobod. So the question was, how can there be two seats in the Kiyas HaKobod? There's only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yitzhak Lili, what it was. And Rabbi Akiva gave his example, and all of a sudden, basically, he turned around and told him, Rabbi Akiva, why are you mixing in a goddess in stories? Your job is in the Golan Baholas. Your job is in the Taharas and the Holas. That's where your head should be. Why are you mixing in these stories of what happened in the Akodas Shulchas? It's a very interesting thing, because we know that every word that is in the Gemara is Ruach HaKodesh. Every Tana that is a fire from heaven. And Rabbi Akiva is not allowed to mix in the Akodesh Shulchas. So there is a pshat which I think could very well be a kind of a hakdama to what we're talking about, that there is, what is Nagoyim and Aholis? Nagoyim and Aholis are such a thing as Eben and Mashuk. Sometimes it can be in a field with thousands of square yards, and if there's a certain Eben, Hamanuga, which is a Makabal Tumah, you cannot be in that Soda, however far you are, you're Makabal Tumah. It attracts Tumah far and wide. The second thing is Aholis, if there's a Chaspali, there's a Nipper in an Ohel. And also you can't go in. What does that mean? That means at certain times in life where just being next to something is already, you are attracted, it's like a magnet. So the Ikka was a Rabbi Kiva, in order for you to show how great you are, you don't need to talk about the Akkadus and Shas. Just looking at you and see what you do, that is enough to inspire people. You don't have to talk about the Akkadus and Shas. As you know, we always have to be it's in the Rebbe's Deicha Tzaddik Kodesh Baruch always also started off with something from the Parsha of Shavuot, from the Parsha of the Week, and we're now in a very interesting period of time. It is on the throes of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the end of Adar, and we just finished Chazak, and we start Parsha Vayikra. And first of all, the first word of the Parsha Vayikra is a small Allah. That has to signify something. Generally, it's not a normal thing that a word in which is Torah Kibbul, Moshe Kibbul Torah Mi Sinai, the Allah should be a small Allah. There must be a reason behind it. And then we go on, there's a pasuk that says, Odom Yakrif Mikem Korbon, person who is Yakrif Mikem Korbon Lashem, etc., etc. And then we go on to the Matzvah Akrabonus, and now we're also before, as I said, before Pesach. Let us just try and dilute what happened over here. There are two Hanhogas in Klal Yisrael. Chodesh Adar, there's a very interesting Gemara on Chodesh Adar. It says the following. The Gemara in Beitzah says the following. Haroitze latzliach v'nachosov, whoever wants to be success in his endeavors, yita bohen ba'adar. Now the Gemara there says what it means is a special tree or something. It's called the Adar tree, a beech tree. And that will be a very good period. But there's another pshat, you should yiten behem ba'adar, you should always make anything you want to do in the Chodesh Adar, because it's a simon bracha. The question is as follows. If somebody has a very good business deal, the Chodesh Av, or before after Tisha B'Av, or he has it in the middle of Shavuos, he's not to do any business. What does the Gemara mean? What's the idea? And also the whole idea that Mishnah Nechnas Odom Arbim B'Simcha. What about Nissen? The Omashma miracles in Nissen than in Odom. And the Omashma miracles in Chag HaShavuot than in Odom. And there's another very interesting Gemara, that when Mashiach will be coming with Yitzhak Hashem, the Korov, all the Yom Tovim will be abolished, except for Purim. You know, Pesach, what happened on Pesach? He sees Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsov, no mention. Mashiach is going to come, Mishnah is going to stand up, Shavuos, Matan Torah, Am Segula. We became a nation. No mention. No mention of Shavuos. Mashiach is going to come. Sukkot, Anani Akobah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made the clouds around all our enemies. What's going on? The only Yom Tov we're going to talk about is the Bechin of Purim. Now, what happened on Purim? Purim happened something that if you ask anybody who doesn't believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or happens to be a non-Jew. Who gave the Ten Commandments to the Jewish people? Who split the Red Sea? Who created, etc., etc., all these questions? They'll tell you, God in heaven, everybody saw it. Kodesh Baruch Hu came down, and he split the Red Sea, and he gave the Ten Commandments. Now, if you ask anybody else what happened in the Megillas Purim, they'll tell you it's a sequence of events. There happened to be a king with a little off, had a moody king. He killed one wife, he married another wife, his two servants happened to overhear a conversation, and Esther happened to be a very nice queen for him. And this is a sequence of events that took 9 years, by the way. Purim took 9 years, the whole story of Purim. So a normal person would read that book, like they read their storybooks, whatever they call it, or a play. It's a beautiful play, Purim play. Anybody who made this for Yom Tov, who made the whole of Purim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it to us, one nation, Am Yisrael. Because Am Yisrael saw in the story of Purim such mundane matters. Everything happened. It's like a story. You go in the street, you get up, you go. The king did this, the king did that. They hanged this one, they hanged that one. He wanted some money. He had a very, very wicked guy, and he got the end of it. And we knew this as no such thing as a coincidence, and it so happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this for us because he liked us and he loved us, even though we did not see it. We cannot see what's going on, don't understand what's going on. But that is the Bechina of Purim, the Bechina of Purim, of Chodesh Adar. That's why the Chodesh Adar, you have to take it with you all year round, not the Chodesh Adar. That Bechina is, if anything you do in this world, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world, who made Kriyas Yamsuf and gave the Aseres HaDibros, he made that you should earn money today, or Chas V'Chalila not earn money today, health and not health, everything he did, the same as Kalas Elokuz that was on Har Sinai, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if you go over the street and you have to write, and you have to, there's a traffic light which is red, it's the same thing, exactly, no difference. So therefore, that is why Purim is the only yontav will not be abolished, because Purim is not just a yontav, it's a way of thinking. That makes us different than all other goyim. We don't see anything. No yada lekim, you don't see anything, and we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for us. That's why, Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Hashem, the schus of that emunah will help people, help Am Yisrael, and that's the schus Mashiach will be coming. If we continue, and the differences in Pesach Mashiach came, we saw a scholar's holocaust. Everybody saw it. But how did this all start, this whole story of Purim, of Pesach? Moshe Rabbeinu is going along, and all of a sudden he saw a bush, a burning bush. Now can you imagine, Rosh Koyl is going out tonight, and he's going on the street, and all of a sudden he sees a burning bush, and he hears a heavenly voice saying, please, Amokam Kodeshu, yes, I'm Kodesh Baruch, I'm speaking to you. I would like you to take this Kehillah and go to Eretz Yisroel. What would you say? You know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a brother who lives, I don't know where, please speak to my brother. It's not for me, I don't want to. You're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who was HaKadosh Baruch Hu 40 days and 40 nights in heaven. And he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not me, choose somebody else, please. At 5-6 terutzim, Moshe Rabbeinu did not want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shlach no biyatishlach. Zeliu Anovi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I do not want to do this. What's the reason for all this? Then we have the opinion that Mechenu no Masifrcho, please cross out my name. Why is this all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to be the Rai Mehemna? Because my Rabbi Sai, there are two beginners again, which we know. We see things and we understand them, and things we don't see and we don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown what's going to happen until tonight with Mitzvah Hashem. Hopefully, Mashiach will be coming tonight, and he saw all the trials, and tribulations that are going to happen to Klal Yisrael. And now, when his time, when anything happened to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu went before Paroi, and he told Paroi, "Please, you should know, you're going to get 10 plagues. You're going to have this punishment, that punishment, this punishment, that punishment. I'm here for you." And everything was okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they did a virus. All of a sudden, they got punished. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive them. What will happen when there's no Moshe Rabbeinu? What will happen in our history where millions of Yidden Nebuch went and there wasn't a Moshe Rabbeinu to take care of them? Are we going to stand by the Amunah? We're not going to stand by the Amunah. Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very scared. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not going to have the Bechin of Moshe Rabbeinu, don't send me. Because I don't know, I cannot take upon my, I don't want to be the shliach taking the Jews out of Egypt, giving them to Eretz Yisrael, and then thousands of years later, God forbid, who knows what's going to happen to them. Because I see for now what's going on with Taurus. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go. He was scared. What will happen? There won't be a Moshe Rabbeinu around. There won't be a scholar's holocaust. Everything's going to be dark. We don't see anything. What will then happen? Like a Bolas HaTorah, very interesting, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Na'aseh v'nishma, the Gemara says, Kofa aleihem har kigigis. What's the reason? First of all, there's Kodesh of Rokim. If you know what the translation is, Kofa aleihem har kigigis, you get a mountain, and it's on top of you. That means you don't see anything. It's dark. There's no Aseres HaDibros, there's no Tekiyah Shofar, there's no Kodesh of Rokim. The nations of the world are not scared of you whatsoever. What happens in such a thing? And then you have to be Makon Na'aseh v'nishma. Then there's a very interesting posuk. Vayigash Moshe el Arofel, I think, Asher Sham Elokim. What is Pshat in that pasuk? Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Arofel, Kisham Elokim. Now, he understood then, because he had the scholars, Kisham Ibn and Arofel, since it was Kofel and Marke Gigit, Kisham Elokim, yes, the Kodesh Baruch is going to be with us in this Choshech, in this darkness. And how is it possible, if it's such darkness, what is the koich of Klal Yisrael, and how can you see somebody that really relived it, that even in the abyss, in the depths of where we are, there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Keilu, nothing happened. Kodesh Baruch Hu did, and he didn't. It's the same thing, if he took us out from Yisrael, Chas Chalila, or in the biggest surahs, he did it to us. I'll be makdim with the ma'aseh, what the Rebbe said once upon a time. There was this very famous tzaddik, whose son lost a son. That means he lost a grandson. And this son was going to the levaya of a Ben Yochid, who was tragically killed in an accident. And all of a sudden, somebody gave this nebuch, the father, a push. He got very, very annoyed. And he turned around and he saw his father gave him the push, so he understood it. By the levaya, the grandfather said, my son, you're walking to the levaya of Moshe Lo, I think Moshe was the name, I'm not sure exactly who passed away, and somebody gave you a push, you got very annoyed. But you saw how he did it. I'm your father, so you calm down. You should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who loves you much, much more than I love you, he did this to us. Why, when, and where? Nobody knows. But he did it to us. He did it to you, he did it to me, and he did it to all the people who were involved. And that's the emunah we have to know. That is, know that since he did it, and he loves us, there are no questions. We understand it, there's pain, there's tragedy, avada. But you have to know he's with us. There was another Moedic saying, why is it? What is the most emotional action that a mother does as Eishes Chayil? She goes to the lights, Halakos Neiros, she goes like this, and she covers her eyes. Somebody in shul, you ask anybody, somebody even traditional, what's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, that is the up till there, that the heavens are open. Shema Yisrael Hashem, and what do? You close your eyes. Why is that? The Rebbe said the following, because sometimes a woman, when she's left, there's the candles, there's the cups, the kiddush cups, the children, everything's rosy. All of a sudden, but sometimes you close your eyes, it's not real. Unfortunately, what happened this week in France, Amonas, Yisoyimim, it's not rosy. This woman's going to have to light candles. And she's going to have to, and it's very, very dark for her. What's he supposed to do? How can we get out of this? What type of chizik? So you want the chizik you can give. You can't bring anybody back. That you should, when women close their eyes, but this had locus neiros, they should ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, this woman is in complete darkness, help her, give her a helping hand, and help her overcome. So the same thing in shul. We may say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We have the here, we have the the lights, we have the Kegel and Kushkar afterwards, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There are times there was no Shema Yisrael, we didn't see anything going on. It's dark, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when it's dark, we don't see anything. We should know, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, please be with us, don't let us go. I want to give examples. It's okay to say these very nice stories, but I can show you examples of somebody who really relived what I'm telling you. There are two or three stories that I would like to, and I'm not telling you mises because there are mises, I'm telling you mises to show how it is possible in our generation to do these type of things and what you can establish. There was a death march from Dachau. They told the Jews to go out. There's a conflict of opinion that they ever said it was in Auschwitz. And he was shot at by the Nazis. And his arm, and at that time he found out that his wife and 11 children were not there anymore. You have somebody whose wife, 11 children, nothing. And he was shot at, and his arm started to bleed profusely. He had two choices. Or let it bleed, and then it's no way you can, because it was bleeding a lot. He could die of loss of blood, or go to the Nazi infirmary. Go to the Nazi infirmary, you went in, but generally they didn't get you out. I mean, it was Tekunas Nefoshes. All of a sudden, he saw in the distance a plum tree. He took a branch, and he made a turkenet, they call it, or a splint, and he bound it. And with the branches, the bleeding was stanched. It stopped bleeding. And in 3 days, it healed. He made a neder in Auschwitz. Kodesh Baruch, if you're going to help me, I'm going to go and I'm going to build a hospital in Israel that never ever should any Jew be scared to go into a place and be healed. And that hospital now is serving 300,000 people throughout the Netanya and the environment. But just get this scenario, somebody in Auschwitz, nothing left, no wife, no children, nothing. And he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you will just let me live this, outlive these Roshoim, I'm going to show you what we can do as Klal Yisrael. We're going to do just the opposite of what these people are doing. And we are going to build a hospital in Eretz Yisrael. That shows you why. What's the connection? Because he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he in Auschwitz or in Har Sinai. It's the same thing. I was at a lecture in South Africa, and there was somebody there, one of the Rechosha Rabbonim, Rabbi Tanza. He went on a march, they relived the march of Auschwitz. And he was there with somebody who was with the Rebbe, and he said the following Torah, it's a Moedika story. They were singing the song, Gam Ke'elach Bagei Salmoves, Noi Iru Ro Ke'atui Modi. The Poshto Pshat is, Gam Ke'elach, even I'm going Bagei Salmoves, in the absence of death, Noi Iru Ro, I'm not scared, Ke'atui Modi, because you're with me. Rebbe said another Pshat. Gam Ke'elach Bagei Salmoves, Noi Iru, I'm not scared. Ro! You know what I don't like? Ke'atui Modi, because the Shechin has to be with me in this position. Because wherever Klal Yisrael is, the Shechin goes with them. Ro, why it's me bad? Because the Klal Yisrael is in such a matzav. We're under these Nazis, and the Shechina HaKadosh is with us in Auschwitz. That's why I can't take it. That is his whole mahus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. It doesn't mean that the one iota of his emunah was lacking, and the other way around. He says, no, if I can go out of Auschwitz, I'm going to build you a hospital, because it's just the opposite of what they're doing to us, I'm going to do for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want to take away human lives, I'm going to build human lives. As a matter of fact, when the first baby was born in Liad Hospital, they brought the Rebbe asked that the telephone should be brought to his ears, and he heard the first baby cried, started to cry, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gidon Notzach, we beat them. That was his answer to the Nazis. You're trying to take away from his life. I'm going to show you in Auschwitz, I made a vow, and the vow was Mekayim. No way. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're going to be with me, and he helped him out. But the second story, this was the first Kol Nidre after the emancipation. The first Kol Nidre. There were thousands and thousands of Sabrachan Yidin there. I don't have to tell you what it looked like. There are older people than I am, but you can imagine people there, the first Kol Nidre. And before Kol Nidre, you say Tfilo, Shamnu, Bogadnu, the vidui you say before Maariv. And the Rebbe opened up the Siddur. He says, Shamnu, Bogadnu, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Please tell me, what did we sin in Auschwitz? Gazalnu, we stole. Dibana Toifi, you couldn't say a word. You said one word. You said one word you shouldn't say. You got shot at by the Nazis. He went through the whole of Shamnu, and he closed the mouth. He says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, this was not made for us. This tefillah was not made for us. These 5 years, there's no Hashem, there's no Bagadim, there's no Gazalu. But you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one thing perhaps there is. We asked you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we went to sleep at night, take away our neshama. Because we can't bear the Yisurim, we can't bear the emotional wounds, the physical wounds. That is what the tshuva that we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we didn't want to live. And we didn't believe we're going to get out of this. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the only avera you can have of us here, because we didn't want to continue living. He used to say the following Moedik HaPshat. He says, Yasso Yisrani Ko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a lot of pain. You know what the pain was? They didn't let me pass away. I was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is my biggest Yisurim. I didn't pass away. That was my biggest Yisurim. Then there's the second happened just after this drasha, before Kol Nidre, just like here, there was a commotion in the women's gallery, and a little girl and a counselor came up and told the Rebbe that a little girl wants to come up and speak to him a few words. We're talking about again Kol Nidre, people were crying, people were sabroch, and even the people who weren't completely front room. But you're talking about the first Kol Nidre, and this little girl comes up and she says, Rebbe, I want to tell you, I think she was 9 years old or 10 years old. I don't remember much of what happened in my house. I had a father, I had a mother, I had brothers, I had sisters, I have nobody. Nobody, nobody, nobody. One thing I can remember is that before my father went to Shul Yom Kippur, he benched me. And I don't have this anymore. I don't have a father, I don't have a mother, but I need the bracha. Rebbe, please bench me. Rebbe benched her. And out came about 350 girls from that end, and 50 boys from that end. And Rebbe put the hand on the head and he said, I'm your father. Made another neder. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to get me out of this and I'll be able to rebuild Torah and Chesed in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to establish a children's home that never ever should a child who has gone through the trauma of losing a parent or parents or any type of this type of pain should ever have a want of a helping hand, of a comfort, of somebody to look after them, and somebody to say, I'm your father, I'm your mother. And that's what happened. He came to Kiryat Sanz. It happened that he forgot about it, but he got a knock. This was about 3 years after he got to Kiryat Sanz on the door, and he found a baby carriage, two in one baby carriage, one child in another baby carriage, with a letter from somebody saying that these are Jewish children. Unfortunately, we cannot take care of them. The reason, but God, please, we know that you made a neder in Auschwitz, you made a neder, you're going to set up a children's home. Please take this. And that's how the children's home in Kiryat Sanz was established. I'm just showing you that even though we are so in such a position, after the first Kol Nidre, losing everything, his machshava was to build Klal Yisrael. His machshava was to go further, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us all the time, there's no difference if it's Kabbalah Torah, or we're sitting now in Auschwitz, there's no difference at all. And that, how did he get to these madregas? Because the Gemara says, Ozi v'zimra sko v'ayki l'lishua. And the Gemara says, Ein oiz elo Torah. Because if you are together with the Torah, and his love of Torah was to surpass anything. There's a story about him that he got married to the daughter of the Yasser Chaim. His first Zivik was in Yasser Chaim, and that dynasty was a very, very kind of a Hungarian. There was meals at 1 o'clock, was lunch, and 9 o'clock was breakfast, and 7 o'clock, and the Rebbe, you know, time was. And he promised his father-in-law that at least the first Sheva Brochas is going to come home. 1 o'clock to breakfast, 9 o'clock. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 4, 5, and the guy is not here. So his father-in-law, his new wife was very, very angry. And his father-in-law didn't know what to do. He has Ilya. And he went to that they found the Rebbe on the ladder, one hand with a sefer and one foot in the air, like going on to the. He didn't even know any. He thought it was 9 o'clock. He had no idea that 6 hours had passed. I myself saw him. He used to, Friday night, the Rebbe was very makbid on Torah. Even by Friday night tish, the nigunim were about 5 minutes and the pshetel was about 1.5 hours. A real pshetel Friday night. And he used to prepare this pshetel and Shabbos morning he used to go over it. And Sunday he used to write down what he wrote. I came in once to his room and there was about a table. Half of this. And he was completely on the table, completely immersed in about 30 or 40 sforim. And he didn't even know where he was. Didn't know. He came to the Indian of Torah. He was so dovek in the Torah. And he gave him all his life. He also, when he was very, very ill, the doctor says, because he had a problem with the eyesight, the doctor said, I think you should 3 hours. If not, I said, doctor, I'm not going to learn 3 hours and then have to live. But you're telling me bekoch nefesh, that is my bekoch nefesh. I don't mind if I don't. If you're telling me I should be easy on my how I act. You know what? I have kvitlech. People come to me, perhaps for etzes. Perhaps I can curtail. But my avoider to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a fish in water. I cannot do it. And that was that. That gave him that koyach. And as the story goes, I'll tell you a story that happened from a gentleman from Minneapolis. The Rebbe had a very, very spinal problem, very big spinal problem, and he had to be operated on in Boston. This is going back, in the 1968-1969. It was a very delicate operation. They were scared that the spinal cords went wrong, and he had mamish yisurim. There was a gentleman there called the name of Rabbi Meir Eisenman. He was Rabbi in Minneapolis. He's a very famous son-in-law of Dr. Klatchko. He's very, very well known. Family of Rabbonim, Yekesher Rabbonim. He didn't know what a Rebbe was. They called him up, since you're in Boston, in any case, come and see the Rebbe. So he came in there, heard the Rebbe. Friday night, the Rebbe starts singing Shalom. There's nobody in the ward except him. The Rebbe starts singing Shalom Aleichem. Half an hour, Eshas Chayil, another. He thought that there were 1,000 people there. Nothing. That's how he was. And they came to the Pshatl. He said, the Pshatl for an hour. And this Rabbi asked him, he said, what's going on with the Rebbe? Talking in a ward in Boston Hospital, in Boston General Hospital, in Mayo Clinic. And there's nobody there except for me, and his eyes are closed, and he's saying a Pshatl in long distance. He's going for an operation, which possibly they may not be able to. He just didn't understand how this man can do this thing. Happened Shalashidas, he said Shalashidas for 1.5 hours, he said, with his eyes closed, you think that a thousand, that you're in the middle of curious sounds. He didn't understand how you can do this. Okay, the surprise hasn't come yet. Motzesh, it was snowing, and Motzesh Shabbos, he asked Rabbi Eisenman, do you see a Lavona? Sister Rabbi Eisenman told me, I would think I would put this Rebbe in a psychiatric ward. We're talking about Kiddush Lavona. You're talking about you're going to go to an operation on Monday, and the doctors are saying you're not allowed to move out of bed. What's going on? I didn't ask you. You came as my rabbi, not as my doctor. Is there a Lavona? Isn't there a Lavona? He said, yes, there's a Lavona. Well, that machad is on Lavona. Rabbi, you know. He went out there in the car. He put on his bekesher and another bekesher, and he danced Kiddush Lavona Tovim Oiris 20 minutes. And he thought that, you know, so afterwards he asked the Rebbe, Rebbe, please, give me a bracha. What can I do for you? I've seen such as nahagas. I've seen what I have to get. You have to give. He said, you know, whatever I'm going to ask of you, will you do? He said, yes. Okay. I want you to be a fundraiser for any other hospital. I want you to leave your position here and come to Eretz Yisrael. You have the gift of the Gab, Baruch Hashem, and people like you. I would like you to be a fundraiser of Leonardo Hospital. And he agreed. And he agreed and became a fundraiser of Leonardo Hospital. And that's, he saw that he didn't need mises. He just saw the hanhoga of this Rebbe that gave him and gave him and gave him the chizik to go further. And that Moiv Raboisai is something which nowadays, we have to take that with us. Because look what's going on in the world. Going back to the subject matter, Moshe Rabbeinu knew full well we're going to go through what we're going through, all the throes of Eden. And he was very, very scared what's going to happen in the end. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent us tzaddikim to show us that not only when you have a skala selikus is a Kadosh Baruch Hu with us, but every day of our lives, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and that is a big chesed for us. There's a very interesting Gemara. Kosher zivugoy shel odom kekriyas yamsof. They both said the same thing. What's Zibugi Shalodom? Without Zibugi Shalodom, the world can't go around. People get married, they have children. But you should know, don't think that Zibugi Shalodom, the Oilam Hazar, is something. It's Kekriyas Yam Sof. It is just like the splitting of the Red Sea. And if you go with that Bechina, knowing that Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us, no matter what, you will overcome any type of status you have, any type of sorrows that you have, if you have to live with the sorrows. And unfortunately, you can't bring back your Yisoyimim, you can't bring the father or mother back. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to dab him. You say, Shema Yisrael, this Yisoyimim and this woman is dark. Kodesh Baruch Hu, help her in her darkness. Help the children in their darkness. And that's why the limit, the inspiration that the Rebbe gave, that in these trying times where he was in Auschwitz and Dachau, and he just thought about helping Klal Yisrael. After the war, during the war, one of the non-from people told the Rebbe, no, you still say Atav HaChatonu, yeah, Atav HaChatonu Mekalwame, they're killing 10,000 of us every single day. You're still saying Atav HaChatonu? He said, Dafkin, now I'm saying it. You know why? Because if I wouldn't have said Atav HaChatonu, we'd be the same as them. And we are not the same as them. So the only thing one can do is in a world of achzorias, in a world of cruelty, is give wachesed to somebody else. If such an achlosa came this week and Klal Yisrael is a lesson to us, we have to go out and help other people who cannot help themselves. We have to give, the more chesed you give out, then the more achzorias goes down. And it's a Musa Haskel, because this is going to be the Melchoma Adbias Mashiach Yis Hashem. The sveikis and the trials and tribulations will be so great, you don't know where to go. And therefore, this is in the sign of this generation. And these mices that I'm telling you are shaykh to every day. If you go, I had a story. I was in South Africa. A gentleman came over to me the following story. He said, I want to tell you something. I don't know your Rebbe, don't know anything. Unfortunately, we had a daughter who went off the Yiddish Derech. And it made a terrible impression of my wife and myself. The whole family was going to bits. Very choshev of mishpoch, as a matter of fact. And certain friction in the family came because of the Sholom Bayis. We didn't know what to do. And somebody gave me the book of the Rebbe, The War Years. There's a book called The War Years, what the Rebbe went through in the camps. And I was up all night and I wrote that book. I read the book and I gave my wife to read the book. And we took hold of the book and said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbe. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Rebbe is not living anymore and this is his maises. We should never give up. We're going to go in his derech, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Please help us also. And the end story was that now his daughter is living in Kirsan Yerushalayim. Sometimes this is somebody who never knew the Rebbe, didn't know anybody, but took the stories that they heard of the Rebbe and was so inspired that he just picked himself up and went away his work, asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, please help me, please help me, please help me, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu did help him in the end. But that is the idea, what we're trying to bring over in this Shmuz. Afilu b'emei kabocha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us. And therefore, that is what we have to do in our generation. And that is the difference between Purim and Pesach. Purim is a mundane day-to-day activities, and Pesach is called a Selikus. Our Bakosha is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even though the Rebbe used to say, when we think about, Harein Yashem es Chasadecho, we know very, very, very well that whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu does is good. We can't see it. We're not in the Madrega to see it. The Rebbe used to say, Harein Yashem es Chasadecho, show us. Show us the goodness. He used to say, Shono Toivo Mesuko. Why? If it's Shona Toiva, it must be Masuka. No. Sometimes it's a Toiva, you don't see it. Adam, how are you going to have a Toiva? This, no, Kodesh Baruch Hu. He said, Masuka. We have to the sweetness. Kodesh Baruch Hu, give us the sweetness. Our Madrega has to see the sweetness. It's no good on heaven. Everything is Bashed. This is going to happen. This has to be. Avada Sazoi. But we want to have Harenu, but to see the Nisim and Masuka. My job here is to spread his legacy. And spread the Torah's Chaim Be'avas Chesed. And he said something else before he passed away in the Tzavor, the Moedik Tzavor. He said the following. After he came out from Auschwitz, after the camps, he was in America since 1955. Then he came over to Eretz Yisrael. So they asked him, I don't understand, Rebbe, you've lost everything. You're starting a new life. He married, has 5 children. Come to Bnei Brak, come to Yerushalayim, we have a big Rebbe, open up a yeshiva. The Tanya at that time, Mary Rabbi said, was sand dunes only. There were sand dunes and an Israeli military and an old British military camp. That was Kiasan's at that time. Nothing there. And he Dafka went to a place like Netanya because he said, we have to show Klal Yisrael what Yiddishkeit is all about. And he built this beautiful Moses, 3,000 children are now in. And he said, he got this Leke Midat Eloi Remiza Barai. There's nothing which isn't mentioned in the Torah. And he got his inspiration from the one pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go before Paroi and take out my Yidden from Mitzrayim. And what did he tell him? Moshe was 80 and Aaron was 38. How come that time the Torah is telling us, Paroi asked Yaakov Avinu how old you are. Paroi didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu how old he was. Why does the Torah have to specify then? So the Rebbe says in America, I'm asking you, a gentleman of 80 years old, generally is 20 years after his retirement. 80 years and 83 years old, there's no such thing by Yidden to give up. We have to go ahead. And since because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me these koiches to show Klal Yisrael what Yiddishkeit is all about, that's why I dedicated my life in a place where there is no Yiddishkeit to show Yiddishkeit is. And Baruch Hashem, he was very masliach. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us go in his ways, never give up. And we say that there is a very interesting play on words. The word tzara, tzadik resh hei, can be turned around to ritzei. It's rotzen. And we hope in Yitz Hashem. Everybody hopes, this kehillah and Klal Yisrael, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. We had so much of the tzara, now should come the ritzei. Ka'ashe nishvoid nechse, Yitz Hashem, the whole kehillah, with the rov. I want to tell you one thing. I was in Miami. Now, 2 minutes about that. You just spoke about the people. Generally, when people say, where are you going to? Miami. Nobody says, are you going to work? Are you going to for business? Miami is a place of vacation. No such thing. Are you going to Miami for work or for business? And in Miami, to see Mekom Torah like this, it's just something which is like a Derech HaTeva. It's much more than water in a desert. I gave the mushl I spoke last week in Miami. I said the following: we have a radioactivity in the whole area, and someone's going to tell you, you know, in these streets you can walk. You crazy? There's radioactivity all around. No, but these two streets you can walk. And Miami is that pechina in the biggest vacation time, the biggest vacation city. There's such a Mekom Torah. I don't know if you know the gentleman I'm talking about here. I was sitting at a Shabbos table last week, and a guy walks in. If I wouldn't know who he was, he had a light blue suit and black hair and a small couple. And he told me, you know, Rabbi, 3-4 years ago, I didn't even know he'd know Ivra. I had a major problem. I decided I want to finish Shas. Dafa Yomi. And I missed out on 135 blot. And every single Sunday, he spent 5 hours learning this Dafa. He made a Mishnah last week, as a matter of fact. How many Jews, between me and you, nobody hears, in Williamsburg and Borough Park have that all, that he missed out 135 Dafa Gemara, and he couldn't live without it. So that is a Moedik Zuz. It's a place like this, Baruch Hashem, Nekodesh Baruch Hu, because it's a place like this, it's giving the Rosh HaKoyel here, the Koyel to be Mabes Torah, and Nekodesh Baruch Hu gives you the Shemaya to continue in your holy work. And Yitzhak Hashem, the whole Kehillah, and Klal Yisrael will be Makav, the Korban Pesach, and Yishlaim, and Mehbe, Amen. Thank you.